Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies, like My Date with the President's Daughter.
And the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Since 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been committed to supporting our nation's first responders and veterans, heroes who put their lives on the line for our communities and our country. Heroes like U.S. Army Major Jonathan Turnbull. Major Turnbull sustained devastating injuries at the hands of an ISIS suicide bomber. The complete loss of his left eye, a puncture to his right eye, he needed more than 20 surgeries and countless hours of rehabilitation. Tunnel to Towers paid off his mortgage and gave him a specially adapted smart home designed for his needs. He moves around his home more easily now. His home also gives him hope. With help from people like you, the foundation supports families like the Turnbulls. Join Tunnel to Towers in supporting America's heroes, our nation's catastrophically injured veterans and first responders, homeless veterans, Gold Star families, and the families of fallen first responders. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at t2t.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org. 95 cents of every dollar goes directly to their programs.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the Buck Sexton Show podcast. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Team, welcome to the Freedom Hut, the Thursday, September 29th edition of the program. We have the initial after damage assessment here from the hurricane that has hit Florida. It is continuing to make its way now up to the southeastern coastal portion of the United States, heading for Georgia and South Carolina. We'll tell you about the latest, what we know about this very devastating storm. Plus, Joe Biden trying to clean up after a messy press conference yesterday for him politically, where he asked for a deceased congresswoman as if she was in the room. People are wondering, is he really going to be able to run for a second term? I'll give you my assessment of that and how Kamala Harris very much plays into all of this. And then the midterm election, some critical races, including here in New York, the governor's race. We'll discuss that coming up here in just a moment. But due to your love for MyPillow products, my friends, the original My Slippers are almost completely sold out. And because of this, Mike Lindell is launching brand new all-season slippers, slides, and sandals for as low as $29.98. Now, this is only for a limited time. Slippers are made with a four-layer design to ensure comfort. They also have breathable fabric, so you can wear them all year round. The slides and sandals are extremely comfortable and durable due to the patented impact gel. Mike guarantees this will be the most comfortable footwear you will ever own. This incredible offer is not going to last long, so stock up now. Slippers, slides, and sandals as low as $29.98 with promo code BUCK. Log on to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials, and use promo code BUCK to receive this incredible limited time offer. Comes with a 1-year warranty and a 60-day money back guarantee. That's mypillow.com, promo code BUCK, mypillow.com, promo code BUCK. Use it. I'm wearing the slippers right now. So here is Governor DeSantis just laying out for everybody what has happened here in Florida. He described it as a 500-year flood event. I mean, something of biblical proportions. Listen.
Right now, if you look in Central Florida, you're looking at potential major flooding in Orange and Seminole counties, St. John's River, all the way up potentially into Northeast Florida and Jacksonville. The amount of water that's been rising and will likely continue to rise today, even as the storm is passing, is basically a 500-year flood event. But people should just understand this storm is having broad impacts across the state, and some of the flooding you're going to see in areas hundreds of miles from where this made landfall are going to set records.
So this is as devastating as we were told it would be. Now, the preparations were widespread and very involved. Thousands and thousands of National Guard, linemen for power lines, airlift capability. They lined all this up in advance. But when you have something of this nature, something that is this devastating in its destructive force, both a wall of water similar to a tsunami and also winds, sustained winds that are like a tornado at that speed, you're going to have devastation. And that is unfortunately what the state of Florida is going through right now. DeSantis spoke later on the afternoon today about the efforts to get power back online, get people to safety for anybody who is still, and there are many people who are still in dangerous flooded areas, a lot of buildings completely destroyed. This is a horrific hurricane. This is really just shy of, I think they'll eventually decide that this was a level 5 when it hit right in the Fort Myers area of Southwest Florida. The islands here, the island chain, barrier islands that are just outside of Fort Myers, Sanibel, Captiva, they were essentially washed. All structures seem to have been largely washed away, and including the bridge that's necessary to get to them. So there's going to be access problems for some of these areas, for emergency personnel to be able to get to them. This is a terrible situation for the state of Florida. There are very substantial resources, though, that are being deployed right now to get Florida back on its feet, save lives first and foremost, get Florida back on its feet as quickly as possible. So we will continue to be watching this just to see where the relief efforts are able to have the most immediate impact, see if there are any parts. I mean, I know Orlando and that area is dealing with tremendous flooding right now, too. This is a reminder to everybody. One of just how Mother Nature can be very cruel. And even the state of Florida, which is the place most prepared in general for hurricanes, has a population that knows that they hit, knows they can hit with real ferocity. The destructive force of this hurricane is something that's almost impossible to fully prepare, really is impossible to fully prepare for. So there's going to be continued efforts here to make sure that there's a absolute mitigation of loss of life, get people back their power, and then their rebuilding process, the insurance claims process. This is going to be something that goes on for a long time. It's a moment where you realize how much political leadership does matter. Governor DeSantis, this is early on. He is very organized. They were very prepared for this, and you know that because of the timeline. Even before it was clear Florida was going to get hit at all, they started preparing based on the meteorologists and storm chasers, storm trackers, who believe that this was going to be possibly a major hurricane for Florida. So DeSantis has been very good at communication and about the preparations. I spoke to someone from the founder of the Cajun Navy earlier today. They're getting out there trying to save people, also getting food and resources to everybody. It's an all hands on deck situation in the state of Florida. It should be taken with the utmost seriousness by all of our leadership and by those in media and those who are trying to get the word out about what's going on, trying to raise money for donations, for relief efforts. There are, of course, Democrats who find this as an opportunity to immediately score political points. MSNBC, for example, had Joy Reid go on air to talk about immediately, what are the things this is about? Climate DeSantis is evil, they will say, even though so far he's done everything that anybody could ever ask the governor of Florida to do. There's no reason to believe he has not done everything in preparation for this that he could do. Also, it's about climate change. They even talk about migrants. Here's Joy Behar weighed in on this. Put that aside. We also have Joy Reid at MSNBC weighing in on this. Play 13.
There is a lot that has changed about the earth that has made these things worse, right? I mean, these things are thriving because the water is getting warmer. And I think when people, we stopped calling it global warming for political reasons, but that's what it is, right? Our earth is getting warmer. And there is just no doubt, I think, left that it is feeding these beasts.
Where it comes out is in the intensity. The people say, well, there have been hurricanes for millennia. Well, that's true. But we sometimes get these ones that are so much more damaging and so much more intense. And it's good that we talk about these things in the moment, because lots of times over the years when I brought it up, people said, oh, now's not the time to talk about
that's
it.
Right.
Now's the time to talk about it, because the only time people are paying attention to how damaging these things are.
He's just straight up admitting that this is a moment to leverage a political narrative, this moment of devastation for Florida. And everything they're saying is just not true. It's just not true that there are more damaging hurricanes now than there ever were in the past. In fact, the last time the Category 5 that hit, I believe it was over Labor Day in the 1930s, hit Florida. I mean, you go back and you see that the past 20 years, there have been less serious hurricanes hitting Florida than the 20 years. I think it's actually 30 years and 30 years if you break it up. So it's just not true what they're saying about all the storms are more damaging because of climate change. And anyone who's honest says you can't say that a 1 degree rise Celsius in global temperature results in a much more damaging storm. This is crazy. I mean, this is absurd. And yet they say it. But at least they're focused on, in this soundbite, they're focused on climate change specifically. Governor DeSantis, another, they're going to throw everything they can at DeSantis. Even if by the numbers and an honest assessment, DeSantis handles this, and we don't know yet, right? This is still underway. We can't know about it. We can say that there's been a lot of preparation. We can say that so far it seems to be very well handled. I have as much confidence in Governor DeSantis in this situation as honestly any politician in the country. I think he's the best, is what I'm saying. I think if I had to pick one person from American political life right now to be in charge of the relief effort and the rebuilding effort in Florida, it would be Ron DeSantis. Now, we'll see how this plays out in the weeks ahead. I believe, though, that my assessment will be bolstered by events. And I'm hopeful, because that would mean that they're doing a good job and that people are OK and their homes rebuilt. Joy Behar over at The View, the dumbest political talk show in existence. She just wants you to, you know, she's connecting DeSantis, climate denier, bad hurricane, bad DeSantis. She's crazy.
This is the quote from Governor DeSantis about climate change. Quote, I am not in the pews of the church of the global warming leftists. This is what he thinks about climate change. And now his state is getting hit with one of the worst hurricanes
that they will ever see.
It's connecting those two things. They're just shameless, but there's a shamelessness and also just an obvious stupidity. And when you're talking about The View, those two things collide like meteors in outer space. Shamelessness and unbelievable, aggressive stupidity. That's what you have over at The View. And we have more on the Biden cleanup effort after yesterday's asking for the deceased member of Congress in the room and how this factors into perceptions over whether Biden can actually run for president a second term. We'll get to that in a moment. But if you've ever thought about investing in real estate, let me tell you, Done For You Real Estate should be the first place you go. I've been a Done For You client for years now. I've had tremendous success with them. Here's what they do. You reach out to Done For You Real Estate and they'll put you in touch with a team on the ground that they know they work with to help you find a house to invest in as an investor. To get the loan in place, they'll help you work with the bank, the mortgage, all of that, and to get a management company to get a tenant in that house so you're getting free cash flow every month and you're building up equity over time. This is their system. And they've done this thousands of times. They do this for people all over the country. And some people's financial futures, their lives have been changed for the better because of Done For You Real Estate. So many people have had tremendous success with them. I am one of them. Go to doneforyoubuck.com to see how this whole process works. That's doneforyoubuck.com to begin your real estate investment journey today. Doneforyoubuck.com. My brothers are done for you clients. Some of my close friends are done for you clients. I think my parents are going to become done for you clients here soon. So doneforyoubuck.com. Begin your real estate investment journey with experts who know what they're doing. So just to remind everybody, this flashback to yesterday. Biden asked for a deceased member of Congress, Jackie Walorski, who died in a car accident in August. And then later on the same day, the White House press secretary, Karine Jean-Pierre, says, well, she was top of mind for Biden. Play that clip.
What happened in the hunger event today? The president appeared to look around the room for an audience member, a member of Congress who passed away last month. He seemed to indicate she might be in the room.
So the president was, as you all know, you guys were watching today's event, a very important event on food insecurity. The president was naming the congressional champions on this issue and was acknowledging her incredible work. He had already planned to welcome the congresswoman's family to the White House on Friday. There will be a bill signing in her honor this coming Friday. So, of course, she was on his mind. She was of top of mind.
Okay, so she says there, Karine Jean-Pierre, White House press secretary, she was top of mind. If she's top of mind, how could he not remember that she died? Now, we all know the answer to that question is Joe Biden is not mentally all there. He's deteriorating. And this happens. And there's no part of me that feels good about having this discussion, because we're all going there in one way or another. I mean, if we're lucky enough to get older, if we're not lucky enough to see 80, which is what Joe Biden, that's how old Joe Biden currently is, we're going to start to get things get foggier. Your energy level goes down. This is just reality of aging, right? Same way that people get gray hair, people start to have cognitive decline as they get older. Joe Biden, look, if he were just writing his memoirs, spending time with the grandkids, this wouldn't be an issue. He's the president of the United States, though. So, of course, it's an issue. And that's why Karine Jean-Pierre is willing to really insult the intelligence of the White House press corps there and tell them all, oh, well, you know, she was top of mind. So that's what. Wait, what? But if she's top of mind, that doesn't make any sense. Doesn't make any sense. But she doesn't care. Anything other than an admission that he's too old and basically he's in senility. Because at that point, they're going to run. Think about what the next presidential campaign for Biden looks like. Vote for Biden. He's not that senile yet. That seems to be what the Democrat slogan is going to be. And the reason, though, that I believe that this will come up and why I still think they are planning to run Joe Biden again. I know people say that's, I think they don't care. I think they're going to say, yep, it's going to be Biden. Is because if they had a vice president who was a viable presidential contender, who got more than 1% of the Democrat vote, mind you, Democrats didn't want Kamala Harris. Here she is, just something, you know, giving a speech somewhere. No one's really paying attention. But notice she's off at the DMZ in North Korea. And I'm sorry. I just pulled a Kamala in South Korea, and she confuses. But see, I caught it. Confuses North and South Korea and just keeps going.
So the United States shares a very important relationship, which is an alliance with the Republic of North Korea. And it is an alliance that is strong and enduring.
Alliance with North Korea. North Koreas are great friends, man. North Korea is awesome. You know, North Korea gave us that amazing song Gangnam Style some years ago. Remember North Korea? Oh, you mean South Korea? Remember Gangnam Style? That was very catchy. It was at one point, I think, the most watched YouTube. You know, it's the most watched YouTube video in history for a while. And yeah, he was sort of doing the shimmy. I can't do the dance very well, but Gangnam Style was very catchy. But that was from South Korea, the democratic and capitalistic exemplar to the world of what happens when you have those principles of a capitalist democracy or representative government instead of North Korea, which is a old school Stalinist dictatorship. But notice she said it and didn't even catch it because, you know, it's Kamala. What does she really know about the rest of the world? Very little. if they thought they could make her president, they would push Joe Biden aside. And maybe this will change. Maybe there'll be a whole surge. All of a sudden, there'll be even more Vanity Fair covers. Kamala is amazing, the most brilliant, perfect, wonderful person in history. I don't think they could pull it off, though. And then you have the obvious Gavin Newsom stepping in, running against Kamala. You're going to have the first female minority vice president pushed aside in her own party by some smarmy white guy from California, Gavin Newsom. Really? Democrats are going to allow that to happen? I mean, maybe, but wow. That's going to be quite a moment in politics. They are shameless, though. So it's really hard to get ahead of Democrats on these things and know where they're going to go because the shamelessness is extreme. So let's do whatever. Whatever works, whatever point in time, that will be the plan. And then one thing here on the economy. Stanley Druckenmiller is a big hedge fund guy. A big deal in the hedge fund world. And he's out there telling everybody, look, we're going to have a recession in 23 or I'm going to be completely befuddled.
I will be stunned if we don't have a recession in 23. Don't know the timing, but certainly by the end of 23, I will not be surprised if it's not larger than the so-called average garden variety. And I don't rule out, not my forecast, but I don't rule out something really bad. Why? Because if you look at the liquidity situation that has driven this, we're going to go from all this QE to QT. We're following an asset bubble.
The liquidity situation, as in monetary policy, the Fed and central banks, as in the government brought us to this point. Now, that's all true. And this is a guy who is personally incredibly wealthy from understanding those factors. Put everything else aside. This guy knows where the markets are going, which is why he's a billionaire. And it's also why other people entrusted him with billions and billions of their dollars to invest over many years. So he kind of knows what he's talking about. Knows a lot more than some of the Biden advisors out there. And in fact, we could go to Larry Summers, the former Treasury Secretary under Barack Obama, if you recall, who was also president of Harvard, who's out there. He's straight up saying it. Look, the inflation situation really got kicked off here. The problem of inflation with the $2 trillion of Biden spending at the beginning of 2021.
We basically had inflation under control for 40 years, despite the fact that the price of oil fluctuated, despite the fact that there were all kinds of supply shocks. We lost the thread along with many other countries, about a year and a half ago, with massively expansionary policies relative to the size of the GDP gap. The fiscal stimulus was five times as large as it had been during the financial crisis.
Yeah, they spent too much money. And now the bill is coming due, and now there's going to be a lot of pain. And the people in charge, like Joe Biden, the fact that they just passed this Inflation Reduction Act and doing a whole victory laps over this, it's not reducing inflation. It's going to make inflation worse. You have to wonder, are these people morons or are they just destructive? Well, it's a combination of both. People running the country right now do not do a good job. That's a simple way of putting it. And I'll just remind you that they just looked at the first 6 months of the year and we were in negative GDP. They've really now dug into the numbers more, negative GDP. We are in a recession, the Biden recession. That is reality. They just don't want it to set in before the election. They figure they'll just go with something else. Oh, the January 6th, the threats to our democracy, starting in 2023. Thanks for rolling with me, team. Talk to you more tomorrow. Shields high.
The Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been helping America's heroes and their families since 9/11. Hero first responders and service members who serve our communities and our country, those who die in the line of duty or are catastrophically injured, veterans who fought for our nation's freedom only to return home, fall in tough times, and become homeless. Heroes like Buffalo, New York firefighter Jason Arno and his family. Arno was killed while protecting his community, battling a warehouse fire. He left behind his wife and a young daughter. In their darkest hour, Tunnel to Towers provided Arno's wife and daughter with a mortgage-free home.
The foundation lifted a financial burden, enabling them to stay in the home where they made memories with their hero. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good. Support the families of America's greatest heroes. The families of fallen first responders like Jason Arno, plus Gold Star families with young children, catastrophically injured service members, and homeless veterans. Donate $11 a month at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2T.org.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.